Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is called The Floating Tefillos, The Floating Prayers. One time, there was a gezerah, a decree on the Jewish people. That means that because of certain reasons, there was a plan in heaven for the Jewish people to be harmed. Chas v'shalom. Hashem tried with all of his might to avert this decree that it should be canceled and that the Jewish people should not be harmed at all, but he was not successful. Now, at that time, there was a certain wagoner, meaning a Jew who drove a wagon. He was a very simple Jew. He didn't know how to learn Torah, but he knew how to say Tillim. And he would also say Tillim 5 times every day while he was working. I think he must have known Tillim by heart because he said it so much. And he would say the whole book 5 times during the course of his work. But since he was often driving his wagon through the streets, and a lot of the streets had garbage, and a lot of the streets had other stuff there that was not the kind of things that you should daven in front of. Therefore, his tefillos, his tillim, were not going up to heaven. They were not going up to Shemayim, because the halacha is that if a Jew is in a place where there's garbage, or worse than garbage, then we cannot say Shema in that place. We cannot say other words of holiness. But he did not know this halacha. And therefore, he thought, I should just say Tillim all the time. He didn't realize that if there's garbage and smelly things there, then no, it's not appropriate, not correct, not according to the halacha to say Tillim. But he didn't know that. And therefore, Tehillim did not go up to Shemayim. It was held down because of the fact that he said the Tillim in not nice places. When the Baal Shem Tov saw that these Tillim, that this Yid said with a very sincere heart, were not going up to Shemayim, they were just floating in the air. They were floating, but they could not go up to Shemayim. The Baal Shem Tov did what tzaddikim are able to do, which is that he helped to raise up this Tillim up to Shemayim. That's something which a tzaddik knows how to do. I don't know if any other people know how to do that, but tzaddikim know how to do that. That, of course, we have to daven to Hashem. No one can daven for us to replace us. Our davening is our davening. But the tzaddik has the ability to help raise the tefillos of a yid up to Shemayim. And that's what the Baal Shem Tov did. And when this wagoner's tefillos went up to Shemayim, it canceled out the decree on the Yidden. And they had only good and happiness and simcha, just like at Purim time. And so, of course, all of us have to daven, and all of us have to try to say Tehillim, and all of us have to try to learn Torah as much as possible. And if we are in yeshiva, in cheder, or we were in yeshiva or cheder, seminary, and we learned Torah, and we learned how to learn Torah, then of course we have to learn as much as we can and even more than we can. But it's also important to know that sometimes a sincere person who doesn't even know that much Torah, but they are very sincere, and they do what they can, that this can be a very, very big help for the whole Jewish people. And sometimes, but it also takes the help of a tzaddik. In fact, we actually are reading in the Parsha these days, in Parsha Shemini, how the Jewish people worked so hard to make the Mishkan. And they worked and they worked and they worked. And when they finally finished it, Aaron, Kohen Gadol, and his sons did a lot of work also with the Korbanos. But finally, what brought the Shechina down was the Tefillah of Moshe. So it's a combination, it's a teamwork between us and the Tzaddik. Us ordinary people, we learn Torah as much as we can, we do mitzvah as much as we can, we daven as much as we can. The Tzaddik does his work, and together we bring the Geula. May it come immediately. Thank you for joining the story of the day.